Dying. Yes, downward dog. That's a weird way to start the podcast.
That's yoga. I actually get my clients to do downward dog, so not that weird. I actually probably said it today at one stage.
What's downward? Like the dog?
No. It's down, so it's like a press up, but then you put your ass up, so you're like a triangle.
Ah, isosceles or equilateral?
Well, it depends how long your legs are.
Yes. All right.
And your arms.
I tried the GCSE bite size.
It could be a scaling. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah. I was real out here of a triangle. Man, hated a scaling triangle.
The way that you're lying right now.
You know what I say if someone's pissing me off? I say you're being a real fucking scaling right now.
Yeah, scaling. Scaling's the worst.
You know who's a real scaling?
Scaling's a rent.
Adam Levine.
Oh, nice segue. Nice segue. You need to tell me about this because I actually don't know anything about this.
So basically,
I know Adam Levine. He was Maroon 5.
Is it Levine or Levine?
Levine.
Like Vine is in like the 7 second videos or?
No, Levine.
Vine.
Like Vine.
No, I like Levine Vino, better. Like
a good red wine.
I like my name better. I like the reality that I exist in better.
Right, okay.
Facts.
Well, anyhow, you go for whatever you
basically, Adam Levine, or some of you may know him, Levine, if you're a sheep.
Yeah.
Bah, he fucked a waitress.
Right.
Whilst being a married man. Or no, hang on, was she a waitress? I feel like that's probably like secondary information to the story. He had an affair, is what happened. Right.
Okay, yeah.
And
the girl said
that she was manipulated. And, you know, she was very young. She was 22. So, listen, I feel like if you're 22...
What age is he?
If you're 22 and you don't know that having an affair with a married man isn't great, then you probably weren't exposed to, I don't know, Ballymore or something like that.
When you were away. Ballymore is the moral compass that we all need to be exposed
to. Give you a moral compass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a 14-year-old niece right now. You think she's going to be fucking around with Adam Levine? Don't think so.
Not in your watch.
Because she knows. Because she knows right and wrong.
Also.
All right.
And also, I don't think Adam Levine's hanging about O'Malley.
Yeah, no, well, unless he's fucking going around Carrickmore, I don't think they'll ever meet.
It could be. Man, you hear about that sometimes.
Hear about Adam Levine going to Carrickmore?
No, you don't hear about Adam Levine going to Carrickmore, but you hear about celebs going away places that they don't want to be seen.
Are you talking about Epstein's Island?
No, Harry Styles was in Bushmills Golf Course.
All right, okay.
Not same thing. It is.
Would you be?
Some people say Bushmills is the Epstein's Island of our time.
Would you be more embarrassed to be caught on Epstein's Island or Bushmills Golf Club?
Bushmills Golf Course is really great. So why? I wouldn't be embarrassed to be sitting there.
Why are people saying that? Who's the actor? They said Harry Styles spat in him as he sat down.
Chris Pine.
And he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
It did look like he spat.
It looked like it because of the fact that
Chris Pine
looked at his hands and was like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Maybe he was just counting his fingers.
He just said weird hands.
Yeah, he could have been. Like King Charles.
Aye. Fuck.
Hashtag weird hands. Weird. Man, a lot has happened. The Queen's died.
Queen's tatty bread.
Since we last did a podcast in 2019, it's flipping.
Yeah. this is what you get. You know, whenever all these other podcasts, you know, they're uploading weekly, they're, you know, talking in circles. We upload, you know, it's every 6 months.
Well, there's
so much stuff to talk about.
We blow, like.
And all the stuff that we've talked about's happened in the past week. So, you know.
That's a fact. We leave it 3 months to record. And we talk about current affairs.
Yeah.
So there's two and a half months you will never hear us talking about.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. What? Something probably did happen them two months before. Like.
Oh, something definitely did. Something happened. Something happens most days.
Yeah. But to be fair, I knew nothing about Adam Levine. Something happens most days.
Most days, something happens.
It's true.
In this climate.
In this climate that we're in, something happens most days. Actually. Some days, not much happens.
Some days, nothing happens. And that's okay.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
This is the thing.
We don't always have to be happening.
No.
It can sometimes be not happening.
But sometimes...
And that's okay.
But then that makes you appreciate more when the times are happening.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
sure,
like, whenever you have a storyline in your life and you're like, oh shit, it's happening.
Yeah.
But... That you wouldn't appreciate that if it was always happening. Consistently happening.
Yeah. If your life's always happening, you need to switch off a bit.
Yeah, I think time to reflect.
Yeah.
It can't always be happening. You need to have the non-happenings to appreciate the happenings. If you can't handle me at my non-happening,
you can get me at my happening. That's true, though.
Is it happening for you right now?
It is. It's happening. Like, obviously, we came back from London. We're now... Well, we're in a glamping pod in Strabane.
Yes.
So you could say it's most happening. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm at home again. I'm just focusing on my work, man. I want to travel more. I want to go to Bali in January. You know this.
I know this.
Everyone knows this. Well, I'm aware of this. But you know it now. So yeah, that's the crack, man. But I'm enjoying being back. I can't lie. Is it happening for you, man? You seem to be gigging every day. Here, it's happening every day. Nearly for you.
I'm gigging a lot. However, I feel like I'm currently in like a... I'm in a weird swing between happening and not happening right now. I feel like...
You're hap.
I'm hap.
You're hap. That's fair. Or ending?
I'm happy. I'm not. I'm a terrible fan.
Is anyone really?
No, I am.
Oh, you are? You are happy? Sometimes it's hard to know.
I'll be honest. Past 2 days, I've been feeling great.
All right, okay. All right. Why?
I just thought I'd say that. No man, cap.
This is a safe space.
I don't know.
I'm actually not sure.
You ever catch yourself, be it, I don't know if it's toxic masculinity or what it is, but you ever catch yourself and you're like, man, stop being a wee bitch. You know what I mean?
I do. But then sometimes I'm like, maybe that's okay.
It is okay.
But are we too soft? Or are we just more appreciative of not happening negatively? Sorry, man, I got lost halfway.
What the fuck
I got lost mid-sentence. But are we just more aware now? Or are we, you know, what is it? Are we more aware that we need to slow down sometimes? Or is it a case of... You know, I don't know what it is. Is self-awareness at an all-time high for people now?
Yeah, it's probably bad.
Or are we so aware of things that it's like, we just start saying everything's like, you know, we're too soft?
Maybe. My ma thinks so.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because I love her at the minute.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you doing in your bed? And I was just like, I just felt, you know. And she goes, you have a two-handed, that's your fucking problem. And I was like, oh, right. Wow.
Right.
Lack of empathy there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that, man, that's a generational
thing. It's a generational thing.
And there's good...
Her friends all killed themselves.
Yeah.
They didn't.
No, they. We just to make sure they actually didn't. They didn't. If they did, that'd be a tough time for your mum. Like,
no, but I...
All of her friends.
Like, all my friends are dead. Jenna. Yeah. She doesn't have a friend called Jenna. Who isn't alive or dead.
Good.
But anyhow, basically, what I'm trying to say there is... We're probably on the opposite end of the spectrum, whereby they didn't talk about it at all, which is bad.
Yes.
That's not good.
Yeah.
But we're like on the opposite end now, where we talk about it too much.
Yeah.
We have too much knowledge. We have too much self-awareness.
Too much knowledge and not sure.
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you about the 1996 Olympic Games in Athens, Greece.
No.
But what, I could tell you.
Was it in Greece? Was it in Greece?
No, it was in Atlanta, Georgia.
How do you know that?
Don't worry about it. But I could tell you a lot about, you know, the SummerSlam 2002 card.
Yes.
That is selective knowledge. Everyone's got knowledge, man. You know what I mean?
It's true.
See someone and you think, that guy doesn't know his arse from his elbow. You talk to him about his chosen topic, and I bet you he knows a thing or two about it.
We've all got a mastermind topic.
What's yours? Give me three.
Three? They're very niche, though, aren't they? They're very...
Okay.
No, you're... No, mine
niche
aren't
Kumar.
Niche. No, mine aren't niche, but I'm saying mastermind topics have to be very niche, don't they? I can't just say football. It would be
no, because
like,
that'd be too hard.
Yeah. Oh, too hard.
Yeah, you can't just say football. You'd have to say like a particular team, particular season, or something like that. You couldn't just go for the vague, you know.
Yeah.
Big. That's a big topic. Like, say football.
Yeah, it's too...
That's crazy.
I know, it's too... It's vague.
Way too big of an umbrella.
Is it American football or is it soccer?
Well, that's up to you. It's your mastermind topic.
That's true. No, I would say mine are probably...
Arsenal season 2002, 2003?
No, man, I was six. That's not one of my best seasons. I would say...
You were a terrible six-year-old.
Bad season. I wouldn't even say Arsenal is probably one of my mastermind subjects. I don't know. See, I like a lot of things a little bit.
Right.
I'm not really like really into one thing. Well... I love fitness and sport, but that's very
broad.
Those are
tens for you.
Yeah.
But
they're way too big of categories.
Mm.
I'm not like really, really... Like a lot of people, I'm sure it would be like the Harry Potter series or Lord of the Rings 3, you know, expert in that, or superheroes from the Avengers franchise. Yeah. You know, I'd be pretty good at that. But I don't have anything that I really, like, really, really like so much that I want to learn more about it. I just like a broad term, and then I do my best to learn as much as possible.
Yeah, you like Formula One, right?
I do like
you Formula like this, One. You like the cars that go...
Yeah.
You love that.
I do love
that. And you love, like, pew-pew films. So you love
I love White House. No, I know
what my You love films about the White House?
Yes, it would be...
We gotta save the White House. Films, you love that? That gets your deck card.
Films about the White House in a catastrophe.
It's in the White House. That's 2-for-1 for you.
White House down, law-abiding citizen. Anything with Channing Tatum.
Are you a law-abiding citizen?
Yeah.
I'd say I am too.
Well, I'm actually not sure because I put them anonymous questions up on Instagram. And right. Someone wrote, "You're wild for what you did."
Oh man, can you imagine if you got cancelled? Man, it's so funny.
But that's the thing about Anonymous. I don't even know to ask the fella, "Here, what did I do?"
You're wild for what you did.
So I don't know. That's real bad manipulation on his part. I've been thinking about it ever since it happened.
Man, like, what are you doing posting up anonymous questions?
Big mistake.
You know, silly.
Do you know why? I put up a question box, right? Just a normal one. 4 people answer questions. Health and fitness. Put up an anonymous question box, 80 people.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because people...
But even questions that are just genuine, like, "Oh, I would love to avail of your honest or your online coaching services. Can you tell me a little bit more?" Why can that not be put in a non-anonymous box?
Because, man, people maybe are... it's quite, you know, vulnerable to be like, "I would like help with losing weight."
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe they don't want to attach their name to that.
Yeah.
On the first couple of DMs.
Yeah, they're probably putting the feelers out. And if they do it anonymously, then they're not tied into anything.
And anonymous is also way handier for someone to tell you to kill yourself. So it works both ends of the scale.
Also true. No one has told me to kill myself yet.
No.
But I'm going to stop doing them just before someone does.
Yeah. It's a lot, man.
Yeah, it is a lot. It is a lot.
So they had to... That was a website before, wasn't it? Something cat or something.
Oh no, ask
Ellie.
Ask.me. Was it?
And people would like, you
know. That was like the start of cyberbullying.
Yeah, they'd be like GCSE and someone would be like, "Hey guys, I've just made an ask.le. You can go in there and ask me anything."
Man,
and
they're like, ask.le. What are you talking about?
Ask.le, sorry. And then they post that up and girls would be like, "I hate the way you have to answer everything in French class, you dumb bitch."
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Oh, this doesn't feel good."
No.
But that's why, like, you know, when people don't have their face and name to something, they are, you know, they're going to be the worst version of themselves.
Yeah.
Trolls. Obviously.
Trolls are the worst. Like, for you to actually write something to someone that you obviously genuinely mean, but you're not willing to put your face in front of it, that's the worst type of person. Like, then people are hot. Like, that's swiney, like.
Yeah, but you know the correlation is.
Man, you're sitting at me. Man. You're sitting looking at me, man, with your hand down your charger. Man. Like someone's about to draw.
Man,
you.
Trolls, they are scaling. They are scaling triangles, man. They are fuming that they only have... what's a scaling triangle?
They're dodecahedrons. What about that?
Don't even know what that is,
it's
man.
It's a 10-sided shape, I think.
It sounds like a fucking...
No, maybe not. It could be dodecahedron.
A dodecahedron?
Dodecahedron.
Man, is that an X-rated Digimon?
No, dodecahedron.
Decamon.
Dodecahedron. Do you remember Digimon?
Yeah.
Class.
I actually, you know, not to sound too hipster about it, I actually preferred it to Pokemon. So there you go.
No, the PlayStation game was great.
Adam Levine. So basically...
That's right. I don't even know what he done.
So he had an affair on his wife, right? But the girl went on a... The girl went on TikTok and she was like, right. I was like, manipulated.
Oh, goodness.
I was like, taken advantage of. And then, you know... Here's the thing, right?
The V-man?
Obviously, the V-man, not his finest moment, you know, pretty much a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love monogamy. I think it's great. You know, so it's the only real fortitude of man. You know, if you're making songs like Payphone and then also fucking random waitresses, something doesn't add up. You know, who are you singing about there? Now, here's the messed up part. He then wanted to name his daughter...
The girl's name?
After the girl. And DM'd her to ask her if it was okay.
And this also, is all without the awareness of his wife?
No awareness of the wife. Man, the wife
was not aware.
Man, the wife had zero awareness. Her spidey senses were not
tingling. Well, I guess then it wouldn't be an affair if she did know.
No, that's just a terrible act that you're fully in knowing of.
Yeah. That's not happening.
No, it is happening.
Oh, that is happening.
Levine Spaffner, like.
Right. And so what is the... So he's being cancelled now, is he? He's like, what does he do now? Judge the Voice?
No, man. Room 5. I mean, the last song...
Are they still popping off? Out,
well, that song they had, I need a girl like you, yeah.
Yeah, girl. Last time I seen him, he was popping up at weddings.
Payphone was surprisingly, a banger too, like.
That was a great video. There's a video on YouTube where he went around the country just popping up at weddings. Now, you can't tell me that wasn't pre-planned and Adam, it was all surprised.
If Adam pulled up at the Kelly Havlin Hotel, you get married to your baby princess.
That'd be class.
And he comes up and he's like, I'm in a payphone game.
I'm having an affair.
By a waitress who is a TikTok slut.
It's a Taxla?
What?
What is it? What is she?
Did we say Taxman?
A Taxla? A Tesla?
She's TikTok a slot.
Oh, a TikTok slot. Oh. Loads of them about. Loads of them about. Right enough. Right enough.
Yeah, basically, my take, not that it matters, fuck, I mean, who cares, but basically, yeah. My take would be...
That's why we do 4 podcasts a year.
Adam's obviously a piece of shit for not sticking to that monogamy. Listen, at the end of the day, call me old school. You know, I feel like if you
love
put,
a bit of Monopoly.
If you
Monogamy.
Put it, I love Monopoly, man.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I've played it twice and never had a great experience. But yeah. I feel like if you are committing to monogamy, you put a ring on it, you say, listen, this is my ride or die.
You're my baby princess.
You're my baby princess. That's it.
How can
it's
you
me
cheat
and
you on your...
World.
No, but...
A real marriage is a partnership, goddammit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're essentially saying, hey, life's pretty fucked up, but you know what? I like you so much that I'm willing to make a tag team.
Yeah.
We go against the world here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we keep most of our friends, probably lose some of yours because they're kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll go into this together.
Yeah.
It's a partnership.
That's kind of hot, like...
That is hot. And when you fuck up the partnership with scaling behavior...
You're a sole trader.
You're... Man.
That's the way it is.
He is a sole trader.
He should be a sole
and
trader
now. What? Some TikTok sleut.
All right, but this is what it is, right? Where do these guys get off?
Let them know.
Because when you get married...
Yes.
No, this is why I feel like it's important to not rush into marriage.
Correct.
Agreed?
Yeah, no, define Russian. Like this?
Yeah. Like this.
What do you mean by that?
Is it racist to do a Russian accent? No.
No. In 20 years, it probably won't be fine. In 20 years, people will uncover this clip.
Yes. And say we're bad people.
Yeah. What is this, Nancy Germany?
Yeah.
Right, anyway, go on ahead.
20 minutes.
Go on ahead.
Right. What was I saying?
You were saying...
Oh, yeah, marriage.
Shouldn't
it's
be Russian.
Marriage
you shouldn't
is,
marry a Russian person.
No, marriage... No, you can marry a Russian. I'm sure they're great. Marriage is hallowed. I don't know what that means, but it's good. It means it's holy. It means it's like... Once you marry someone... Did you fart? Yeah. Man, that is disgusting.
Sorry,
people
man,
can hear that.
That is not holy.
No.
Right, go well, ahead. Sorry.
Maybe a hole in your nuts. Right, back to Levine and being a bad guy.
Right, go ahead.
Marriage should be, right, if you're willing to, right, weddings aren't cheap.
No.
So if you're willing to go to the locker.
Unless you mind your cousin.
Yeah. That was a weird thing to say. That was really weird. I actually know someone that married their cousin.
Right, let's not get into that.
Second cousin?
Right.
Is that a bad?
It's so weird. All right, there's a lot of people out there. Go ahead.
There is. See. Marriage should be sacred.
Yes.
And if you're willing to spend a fortune in the wedding, and if you're inviting 100, 150 people, you're dropping by, you're chopping 10 racks.
That's
that.
A lot
10,
of roast 20 beef
racks.
Or turkey and ham. 20 racks and turkey ham.
20 racks.
Man, you best love the bitch.
Man, this is what I mean. So in 10 years' time, you're going to be like, I ain't about this. You just put the headphones on really weird there. Don't worry about it. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm not about this anymore. What is someone else going to give you? A wee bit of, you know, punani?
Yeah, that's what it is. They've given to the Laffy Taffy.
What
Levine,
does that mean?
Levine given to the Laffy Taffy. He was...
Do you not like them? Headphones?
No, I don't like headphones. My Raw Dog podcast.
Fair
every
enough.
Single podcast, you know this.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, I feel like, listen... Did he fuck up? Yes, absolutely. Should he be held accountable? Yes. But let's not act... Like, you know, hot take, all right? All right, I got it.
I love when you say hot take.
Man, here
I love
we go.
It. I flipping love
right.
it.
If you're this doll on TikTok, right, and you're coming on.
What's
and you're
her
making
name?
A video,
Sandy.
It was like Sunder or something. My sister was like, can you imagine how fucked up it is for him to name the Wayne after the doll he was having an affair with? And I said to my sister, you're goddamn right, Jacinta. Sorry, anyway.
But man, if her name's Sunda, it'd be different if she was Carol. And like, it's not a com- like, it's a pretty common name. He's naming her Sunda.
Yeah.
And he only follows one Sunda on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's a bit sus.
Yeah, you fumbled the bag, Levine.
Yeah,
anyhow, facts. So yeah, I think it's fucked up on her part, right? Because you can't commit adultery, right? And then go on TikTok and be like, oh, I have such a strong moral compass. Here's where he fucked up. He did this. He manipulated me. Bitch, you were 22. You knowingly took that fucking Maroon 5 piece.
Yes, piece of right? Do.
You knew what you were at.
Yeah.
So don't come on frigging TikTok now and be like, oh, what do I have to gain from this? Everyone's talking about you.
Yeah.
In the space of 24 hours. What do you think you have to gain from it?
Was she an influencer?
Yes.
She was.
She influenced Levine to throw his marriage out the window just for a frigging...
And how long ago was this?
I don't know, man. Listen. I've already given this more attention than it deserves.
Man, I actually had...
I'm too emotionally invested
in I just keep seeing things on social media where it's like... me just little memes, and then it's just like me thinking about the Levine drama, and I'm just like, I don't know what this is, and I didn't care enough to read into it, but thanks for letting me know.
I mean, I got more invested in it than I did the Queen dying. I'll just be honest, I read more articles about it.
Yeah,
so what does that say about me? I don't know,
that doesn't say much. No, but to be fair, the Queen dying was, it was pretty big thing, like.
And Maroon 5 still have bangers. Will you still listen to Maroon 5? No one
that oh, man. Like he could kill someone. Man, he could kill someone. And I'd still be, I'm at a payphone. That's a tune, like.
That is a payphone. Neither of us can reach them
no
notes,
matter how
but it's a good
awful
song.
A thing you do, doesn't take away your vocal ability. That's what I believe.
I feel like there might be a line there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Fucking the waitress.
No, but...
I can still listen to your tune.
No.
Pedophilia?
Yeah.
We're going to have some problems.
No. But it's still a good song.
It's still a good song. Fuck them kids.
No, but there's no direct correlation between how talented he was and how bad a guy he is.
Who are we talking about here, MJ?
Well, I'm just talking about someone in general that's a nonce. You know what I mean?
But, yes.
No, would I listen? No. Would I appreciate that it's still a good song?
All right, maybe. Picture this. Goodbye.
Right. They've got some bangers, speaking
right.
of tunes.
Okay, so picture this, right?
Yeah.
You had a house party, 2 years' time. All right? Everyone's
where
reacting.
Where are we at?
Everyone's reacting to the music.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's having a good time. You're drinking out of the red plastic cups that people are drinking in. What do they think they're in?
No, in 2024, they're blue.
All right, because it's went too liberal?
Yeah. Climate change.
Goddamn libtards. Yeah. Anyhow... So, everyone's drinking out of these cups, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Ignition, R. Kelly comes on. Are you reacting to the fact that's a banger when you know you're in a room full of blue cup drinking libtards?
Man, you best be right. I'm reacting to that. That's a banger. You know what I mean? Next to Ignition.
But he had like an underground lair where he pissed in Uyghurs.
He liked hot and fresh out the kitchen peeps. Girls?
Yeah.
They're hot and fresh out of somewhere.
Out of primary school?
Yeah. Stu facts. Wait, were they underage or did he just pee?
Man, they just read Biff and Chip.
Man. Nah, I can't be listening.
Were reading the magic key. And then he gave them the magic pee.
That's a flipping book and a half, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Do you remember the song from that?
What reading group were you in
called
in primary
the
school?
Magic Key. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the magic key.
What
right.
reading group were you in at school?
I was just
the
school
says.
Was man the school was a country
you were in the caterpillar
there
group.
Was barely enough to separate into groups.
You were in the yellow group.
Was that bad?
Yeah.
Man, don't speak to me about words. Neither of us are blessed when it comes to picking words.
Man, I was blue. Fuck you and your whole
you group. Were blue.
Yeah.
Reading group.
Yep.
What's that mean?
Top.
Blue's top.
Top.
Top of the well fair enough.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me...
I struggled every day.
But that doesn't make me... Just because I was yellow. Also, you put yellow on me. I wasn't yellow. Just so people know. I might have been.
Hufflepuff?
I don't know what I was.
That's a real Hufflepuff.
I don't know what I was, but I tried anyway, whatever I was. So just let...
That's the main thing.
Yeah. So know that. Know that.
Heard that?
My primary school teacher told me... She called my parents into her office and told them to pull me out of 11 plus because I was so stupid.
What was a popular like comment you would get on your little card that would report your behavior?
Oh, man. I know this straight away.
Do you know what mine is?
No, I was a daydreamer.
Yeah.
And also, she said, my teachers always said that my writing looked like a spider walking through snow, which I thought was really witty from them.
Wow.
Yeah. There were the two comments. I was told that I just stared out the window all day, and they were right. I was thinking about taking over the world, man. I wasn't interested in flipping Biff and Chip and the magic. Well, I was actually banging about.
I was a distractor. Arne regularly distracts the class.
Yeah. What did you do?
I don't know, man. I just
you didn't whip your piece or anything?
No, he shit.
Were you the milkman? I was.
Sorry?
Were you the milkman?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you give out the milk?
Oh, man, that is the most country thing.
You just didn't get milk.
Oh, my God.
No, you're jealous.
Drinking milk, man. I got that at the house on my
You just didn't get milk
box.
In school.
We need to go into school and get it, too.
We got cartons of milk.
That is ridiculous.
And also, we used to get glass bottles of milk. Show maids there, am I right? We used to get glass bottles of milk.
Tastes nicer.
Way nicer, but if you took the tinfoil lid off and you got stars underneath it, you won a prize.
Oh,
tell me that's not a flipping trip.
That is tripping.
I won the prize one time. You know what it was?
What?
Flipping light up pen that showed like a shape on the wall.
What was the shape?
A star, I think. Because I was a star. Man, back in 2000, that was technology. Imagine if it was a swastika. Did you have a swastika? Is that what you said? Oh my days. Me just shine at the wall. Man, that would have been terrible. Here, this is a point for you. Hitler drops an album. Bangers. You listening?
Because he's talented?
No. Hitler, we don't know if he's a good singer or not. But he drops an album. Hitler. The greatest hits. He has
the greatest Hitler?
No, the greatest Hitlers. The greatest Hitler would just be one song, which is no good. Right, no, he's got the voice of an angel. Like, oh, he's the second coming of Adele. But, are you listening?
Man,
no?
Nobody would
Hitler
listen
was
to
a
that
bad guy. Like.
Just out of curiosity. Oh, man, Hitler was fucking...
The worst guy.
He had some scaling
Who's
behavior
the top
for
three
sure.
worst guys that's ever lived?
Worst guys of all time, Hitler, Adam Levine, and...
Oh, no, man. Definitely. Who, probably... Who are we saying? Oh, I know. Jim will fix it. Was a bad guy.
Yeah, he was.
He fixed it. Like,
or like Jim will bucket.
You're right. Petty. He had a show that fixed people's problems, but he was just pulling his trousers down and sorting them out. That's disgusting. Man, that is disgusting. Oh my days. Someone just knocked on the door and there's no one there. That's terrifying. Jim will fix it. That's so bad on reflection.
Right, top three.
It was
worst
bad
guy.
At the time also.
Samuel Hitler, who's taking that third
spot?
Coming to the third spot.
Third worst guy.
Third worst guy all times.
Who's really bad guy? There's bound to be someone in history, man, that's done something bad and people would be like, how are you not thinking of this guy?
Oh yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Hitler's number one. Everyone's Hitler's number one. If you're asking anyone this question, man, stop playing.
Probably like a serial killer of some kind.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know? Ted Bundy.
Yorkshire Ripper?
No, he gets away with it because he was hot.
Ted Bundy.
It has to be a month or a serial killer. Yeah. If serial killers are hot, they kinda get away
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I was gonna say the people who took Madeleine McCann, but they're unknown.
Wow.
They're people X. You don't know who took them. Her, sorry. They're a pretty bad guy. Or girl. Could be there.
Man, just stop.
What? No, but that's what I'm saying, man. Sorry. There's nothing wrong with that.
Jimmy Savile Hitler.
He was really bad. It's really bad. I'm trying to think of someone. Someone should be coming to my mind here. It's really bad. It's definitely someone that like killed a lot of people, right?
The guy from the Go Compare ad.
He's not great. He isn't great. Man, that's tricky. That's making a noise.
Sorry,
man. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, of course I'd listen to Hitler's album. Everyone would.
Yeah.
If they like dug through the archives and yeah. were like, hey, we just found a 12-track EP.
That Hitler was about to drop.
From the Hitman himself.
Yeah.
You're the obviously.
Hitman. He's got a load of names he could call that.
Man.
Ricky Hatton would not be impressed because he was Ricky the Hitman Hatton.
Yeah.
And Hitler's coming to take his spot. Oh, man.
Man, you know what the album's called?
What?
The Holocaust of Living.
No. No. I don't think it can be called that, man. I don't think that. Wait. The Holocaust of Living. Oh, cost of... There's a crisis. That's perfect. Man. The Holocaust 11. Speaking of the cost 11.
We've been taking big swings this podcast.
No, but so speaking of the great. Cost, man, it has to be done. We do one four times a year. We've got to swing big. The cost 11.
Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous now.
It's crazy.
Talk to me.
Man, I do shopping for my mom every week. Thank God all she eats is a loaf of bread in the back of her hand.
Man, that's a fact.
But it is crazy.
Man, everything's getting so expensive.
Everything's expensive. You're down 40 quid now when you leave the house.
No, man, in London we were...
house today, down 12 quid.
What?
Oh, no, wait, you bought the coffees, that's right.
Yeah, you're down night.
No, I actually gave you 5 quid out of guilt.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did, which I didn't ask for. You slipped it into my pocket like my wee granny.
Yeah, like your wee granny.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's pretty bad right now, to be honest. Here's the thing, I'm going to America for 2 months, and...
cost of living over there is bad too, I'd say.
It's pretty bad. But, like, in my bank account right now, it doesn't look like I'm going to, like, Enniskillen for 4 days.
It looks like you've been in a cost of living crisis for the last 10 years. Like.
Man, my bank account is dry. Sad. Oh, it is dry. Sad, man.
Man, you're hitting 28 as well, but that overdraft's about to incur interest.
Oh,
just so you know.
Don't, please, man. Are you trying to make me friggin'
end it? Happy birthday, hey.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
It's not today. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
But when this releases,
it's good.
It'll be tomorrow still, probably, because it's coming up tonight.
Yeah.
So anyone who wants to wish McCann happy birthday and sing his praises, no abuse, please.
Sing my praises.
Yeah. So what are you doing for your birthday, man? You're doing 2 laughs?
Yeah, I'm doing 2 labraries. I'm doing the night and the morning. And then I'm doing support for Kieran Bartlett on Friday night.
The Goblin King himself?
The Goblin King himself. And then on Saturday...
I've never seen Kieran Bartlett live. You know, I don't think...
He's great.
Which is a big miss because I have heard great things.
Yeah,
I've heard him strum that guitar a few times.
Huge L on your part.
It is a big...
And then on Saturday, I... oh my God, I have another gig and I can't remember. It's really embarrassing. Oh, I'm doing support for Gaddis and Yuri.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You're flat out with the gigs at the minute, man.
Flat out.
Then you're in Queens the next week?
Yeah, I'm in Queens on Monday. Queens Comedy Club. And then, yeah, I'm in Maherfeld. There's gigs I'm like, I've definitely double booked. It's actually really impressive I haven't double booked yet.
Yeah.
You know? That's because I have an app called Things. And what I do is when I get a booking, I go into Things and I add it to my list of things.
See, I have an app called TickTick.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Yeah. And I like seeing a list.
Same things.
Yeah. You're right.
How much did yours cost you? Mine's £3.
Free. Mine's free.
Fuck.
I did have things.
It's more cost effective.
But man, you can get so... This is one bit of advice I'd have for anyone, right?
You can get so into the app, you don't do the
shit. No, also, good point.
You say shit?
No, shiny object syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's no point thinking about so many to-do apps, you end up to doing nothing.
Oh, I like that. That's bars.
You know what I mean?
That's get an app. That's the Holocaust because... 11.
Oh, damn. Like, get an app and just use it because there will always be a better app. There will always be someone. Like, stop changing. This is what I used to do all the time. An app. Oh, here's a to-do app. Oh, here's a different journal. Oh, here's a different diary. Nah, just Google Calendar, to-do app, tick-tick, whatever, boom. You're using it.
I had that.
Sweet as a nut.
Geddes got a Remarkable Pad.
Man, I heard that in his podcast.
Yeah.
And I've been getting is TikTok adverts about Remarkable Pads.
It's
paper, right?
It's an e-notepad.
Isn't it an iPad? Or am I being... It's more like paper, right?
It's more like paper.
Right. It's like a Kindle and an iPad hybrid.
But more papery. So basically, he goes on, he can add notes, and then he can add those notes and have notebooks, and
that's
it's
pretty
all
good.
There.
That's pretty rad.
You know? But I looked at that, and I was like, that's the reason I'm not writing. Because I don't have
a remarkable
brand spanking remarkable
No,
pads.
The reason you're writing is because you're not putting pen to paper.
I'm not putting pen to paper. I'm being a lazy dick.
But he's putting pen to pad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
But that might help. I don't know. But I feel like it's not, it's one of those things where I used to just say whenever I was thinking about starting vlogging, I was like, no, I need to save up for a big,
the best camera. Man, yes.
Best camera. It doesn't matter. You just got to start
Take
doing it.
Messy action.
Yes.
Hear
messy?
Me. Messy.
As in Lionel.
No. Well, he is messy. Messy with a Y. This is something.
He's not Adam Levine
this
messy?
Is something a mentor. No, that is a big mess. Don't take Adam Levine messy action. You'll be you'll not be in prison, but you'll be looked upon negatively.
Yeah, which is worse.
Yes, which is worse. No, take massive action. Just go in and do it. Even if you have the raw dog with no headphones.
Correct.
It's like a podcast. How many people do you message you being like, what equipment do I need? Blah, blah, blah. Just do it.
Yeah. If you
actually,
want to headphones,
actually
don't
change
bother.
Your mind. Don't do it on a phone. Make sure the quality's decent if it's an audio podcast. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say so. Just get a Zoom. The Zoom recorders aren't that expensive.
No, it's a cost of living crisis, so man. They are.
It is the Holocaust level. We're in the middle of it.
Yeah, we are. It's a fact. But no, just take messy action. Just do it. That's the crack. Move on. It's important. It's important. Because I do get messages about podcasts a lot.
Man, it's an important time. You know?
It is.
Win the wife of Christmas. Not really.
We're not the mouth. But I guess. Halloween hasn't started
yet.
When
is it acceptable to say the mouth of Christmas?
Because I love saying November.
I love saying that.
We're in the mouth of Christmas.
I'd
what would you say? What's your top mouth of Christmas quote?
Just anytime somebody says something, I'm like, Jesus, the mouth of Christmas?
I would say...
Chinese and...
Say if something bad happened. Say if something bad happened. And then someone was telling me the story, like, oh, did you hear about such and such? I'd be like, oh, that's why I sat in the mouth of Christmas.
Yeah.
But then I could also say...
Chinese on a Tuesday?
Yeah. I could also say, Dad, why are you betting Quality Street in November? It's the mouth of Christmas. Because you're going to be eating Quality Street all the time. This is another story. My mum bought me a Quality Street app. Man,
Quality Street.
Let me just tell you something. I hate it. Quality about it. Shout out to my mum. Shout out to my mum, who's one of the best women in the world. The best woman, in my opinion. She bought me a Quality Street app on calendar one time.
Man, imagine waking up.
What did I do wrong?
Imagine you starting your day with a friggin' Turkish delight.
And then, no, and then there's three tubs in the flipping good room.
Oh, man.
I said
three tubs in the good room.
Do you know what she said?
You stay flat.
She said I was ungrateful. And I was like, Mom.
She's right.
She was right. But I was like, please see where I'm coming from. I'm going to be eating Quality Street time, sick of them until January. There's tubs of them in the house already. Quality Street and celebrations. Why? An advent calendar. One chocolate a day that I have to look forward to. And I'm eating a toffee penny.
I don't know about advent
Come
calendar.
Come on.
I haven't had an advent calendar in a while. I don't know. I don't like eating anything. I wake up. You know? Like, you wake up and you go to
Wait,
an advent
man,
calendar.
You love breakfast.
No,
man,
but...
you love
no, no,
brunch
no, no,
and
no.
breakfast.
Listen, heard that. But it takes
heard
me
it.
About, it takes me about an hour and a half to tune in to reality.
Yeah.
See, if I eat that hour and a half, I will be sick. The
really?
Worst thing you could do for me is if I directly just woke up and you goes have a slice of toast, I'd fucking bulk. I couldn't do it.
Really?
Because my mouth is like a
yeah,
cake.
But who's eating? Who's getting breakfast in bed? Who's eating straight as when is there a goblin?
Spoiled little bitches.
Well, man, I couldn't do that. Yeah. I need to be standing upright for at least half an hour before I consume a food.
I also see breakfast in bed.
Oh,
that's,
worst
that's
thing.
Expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
You're getting pan of chocolate crumbs in the good fucking bed.
Man, who is...
Get out, stick in the dump.
You have pan of chocolate in your house.
No, we don't. It's a treat.
I was thinking.
But if I was treating, you know, Mrs. Lubba Lubba, and I was going to go down and get a pan of chocolate, absolutely I'd do that. What's the price for the token of marriage?
That's fair. You would...
Don't know what any of that sentence was there. What? Bring it down,
Mr.
I just said.
Mr.
What's the price?
Mrs. Lubba Lubba?
Mrs. Lubba Lubba.
Oh, Lubba Lubba.
What's the price for the token of marriage?
What is the price?
That's how all Ted
the
talks,
price is. The price is you ain't Levine anyone anytime soon.
Spoofing.
Yeah.
The art of spoof.
Man, speaking
That's
of...
That's what I do.
Speaking of spoofing.
Go ahead.
There was a TikTok I seen. Get it. I get it. I like TikTok.
Yeah,
you
were
do. Gonna, and there's this guy was like, this is all podcast nowadays. And should I play it?
Is it us?
It's just like, it's just, the caption is, bro, let's start a podcast.
Right, go.
That's quite funny.
Yo, like, sometimes, like, you just gotta
You
know,
can't hear this? Are you...
Like, when it's time.
For sure,
you know
for
I mean?
Sure.
Like, you ever have that feeling where, like, you're not sure?
Yes, bro, I get
But, like, you're also content.
But it's like a sign, though. Like,
yes,
you ever
yes,
notice that?
Bro,
it's
exactly.
Not like it's meant to be or something.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Like, you have to think about it. Like, you're just like, whoa, like, what is that? But then, like, you know what I mean?
And that's something people need to get, you know what I mean? Like, no one...
Exactly,
it,
yes.
Like, if you don't explain that, like, people don't get it.
Dude,
you know?
Yes, 100%.
It's sad.
And that's, like, what kids, like, kind of don't get now, you know what I mean? Yo, like, some...
But is that us?
That is...
Is that us?
That's painfully accurate.
Yeah.
I agree.
Is he he's abusing us. But I hope people take value from this, even if it is just the Holocaust.
Do you want to hear this pro wrestler trying to talk?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, try and break down what he's saying here. Hang
right.
On. I got freaks 9 days out of the week.
You get that?
Yeah.
I got freaks 9 days out of the week.
9 days out of the week. Right.
He's gained 2 days there.
No, what's he said here?
I can give him, I was gonna guess 7 days in a week. Man, you ain't big pop. I'm a big bad booty daddy nonstop. Now listen, English.
Man, I'm the big bad booty daddy.
I heard him say unstoppable there.
I'm stoppable.
No, I'm unstoppable, maybe.
Here's my impression of an insecure wrestler. I'm stoppable.
It wouldn't be very... That's not good for your ego if you were stoppable. Like, somebody's just going in, putting you down, stoppable straight away. Man, Jake Paul. What do you think of that?
I'm stoppable. Oh, that's hilarious. The stoppable Timmy G.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe that's just a new way of being humble.
Yeah.
I am stoppable. And then you go in, beat his ass. No, that's not... What?
Why not just the way you
No, said, the way you looked at me.
Beat his ass.
Was sus.
No, it's just the way you said that.
Yeah, but I'm going to beat his ass in turn.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to bring him to Pound Town.
Right.
And we're done.
What about Jake Paul? What about him?
He's fighting Anderson Silva. What do you think of that?
Oh, and Logan Paul's fighting Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship in Saudi Arabia.
But it's not real.
No, that's fiction.
It's not real.
Man.
Remember?
Let's not go over this.
Do you remember?
Again, man.
Do you remember when I had the bet?
Man, you watched Hollyoaks. Let's not go there about what's
No,
real,
but this is me being stupid. Remember when I bet you, the king of WWE, I bet you that The Undertaker would lose.
Yes.
Or win.
At WrestleMania.
And you knew because it was scripted. So
no, but here's
the
thing.
My point.
Literally 2 years later, he lost.
So I could have got you that time.
If couldas and shouldas were fishes and sharks, world would be an ocean.
But that's is that right? Is. Is that right? See, what I would say would be if sugar and nuts. No, wait.
Go on ahead.
If
sugar and nuts.
If ifs and buts were cookies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Watch your phone.
Let's make this year the merriest Christmas yet.
Yes. Oh, I love Christmas.
Yeah, it's okay.
Really?
I'm not like one of those.
I love.
I'm Christmas. Not like one of those. Nah. Christmas is like one of the
Christmas
Thanos.
Is the like time.
You know like the way Thanos has the
Thanos. Who's Thanos? Is that the Strabane Thanos?
That's his French cousin.
All right.
Well, Thanos. That's Italian. Racist.
Nice.
Anyhow, so he has the glove, right? And the glove has the five things in it, right?
Yeah.
Now, I like to think of them for the modern world as like personality stones. Christmas is not in my
personal
glove.
Right?
It's not.
Are you only getting five?
You get five stones.
Five
in personality
stones.
You get five.
If anyone's is Christmas, that's pretty sad.
There are people that they're...
Nah, do you know the people...
One of their main stones
yeah, yeah.
would be Christmas.
It's, Christmas is fine, though. Christmas is
it's
okay.
Where they come alive in the night
but
time.
See the people that Halloween's one of their stones?
Yeah.
Check them in.
I find that
no.
more normal than Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Ring, ring, hello. Fix this, man. Something you're good. Man... Ding, ding, order's up.
No,
Goose is done.
I think it's more... Because, like, Halloween...
Man, by the way, when I was playing football yesterday, kids in Omo were throwing black cat fireworks.
Yeah, that's
like,
a problem.
Yeah, that was a problem.
That's an issue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so...
Halloween
man,
is less...
They're black cats and they're smoking elf bars. What the fuck chance have they got? Anyhow, yeah.
Brains cooked.
Halloween, at least Halloween, better films, all right, than Christmas films. Yes.
You're not going to say Elf is not one of the greatest things of all time.
Yeah, but like I watched
What's
it,
better? Maybe. What's better Halloween than Elf?
Any horror movie ever created.
You're a horror movie guy?
Not even. But I like watching the scaries.
Do you like Halloween?
I like watching scaries.
I hate it.
There's maybe like five good Christmas films ever made.
That's such a hot take.
Maybe.
Right now. Five?
Maybe five.
Man.
You'd be hard pressed.
Miracle on 34th Street? Is that even a film?
Okay.
Is that right? Never seen it.
You get that in there. No. I like the one with Arnold and he's getting the toy.
Oh, Jingle All the Way.
That's great.
Is that it?
That's
is that
a
what
great
it's called?
Movie. Home Alone's a great movie. That's two.
Yeah.
What else we got? Jack Frost.
Great
I
film.
I gotta slide it in there
great
too.
Great film.
All right, we got two more.
Elf.
Elf, obviously.
Elf bars. Great film. What else? Man, there's loads of good Christmas films. Are we saying Home Alone? Is that a Christmas film?
What I'm trying to say here is we're struggling right now to get five.
Man, I could name
right?
one Halloween one.
Let me tell you.
I could name three.
Man, Halloween is just any horror film.
No.
Yes, you can slap it on.
I don't know.
Just slap it on.
There is a film called Halloween.
Man, chill out and get the scaries.
I'm not a horror guy, so maybe that's why my mind is
I'll be away for Halloween. Frank.
Oh, no. You know who's going to carve the pumpkin?
You know what I want as last time?
What?
I was also in New York, math. Two Halloweens in a row.
I know what you went as.
Subtle flex.
I know what you went
cowboy.
As.
Cowboy.
Oh, I was going to say Waldo.
No, I went as a cowboy because I couldn't be arsed spending the money on an outfit.
Man.
And all I wore was a regular shirt that I'd wear.
Did you wear a hat?
And my trousers. No, well, I had it like strung on my back. And then I also had...
You had it around your neck?
Yeah. And
strung
then I had,
on your back.
And it was on my back. Hanging it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not a thing.
And then I put
cowboy.
A scarf, man. Be honest with you, Scott was... The scarf was kind of hot, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was gold.
Did someone else say it was hot, or did you just say it was
no,
hot?
No, I looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, it's pretty hot, man. This is like top five hottest moments for you right now. This year, though, I don't know. Like, anything's... Like, comment below what you guys think I should go as for Halloween.
Where are they commenting?
Don't know, man.
Spotify?
DM me or something.
Yeah, DM us what we should go... I'm not going anywhere.
No?
I'm not leaving the house. Man, I think I dressed up once for Halloween in my Rowan gear.
I didn't get in. Did you put zombie makeup on?
No, I didn't get in. I didn't get in because they said they could see my piece.
That's a
you
real.
Remember that?
That's a real cop out. I hate when someone like puts on their spar uniform and then they put zombie makeup on and they're like, "Oh, I'm a haunted spar worker."
I went as a lifeguard one time. Had a whistle. Nah, just
man,
a lifeguard.
What is scary about that?
Is it supposed to be scary?
Unless your lifeguard like attempted to drown you when you were five.
Thanks for bringing that up. No, I went as a lifeguard. That was good because I could like. We were on the Otley Run in Leeds, and I was like the guy that helped everyone cross the road. That's not what a lifeguard does, by the way.
Man, I'm so sorry. Did we press record in that?
I think so, eh?
Part of me was thinking we didn't there, and I was
no, I you
shit.
Didn't.
You did.
I did.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's red.
Right, as in like...
It's red, and then it says 4635. Is that right? Is that recording? Because you're
know.
Normally the tech guy.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You kind of talk... You said you take the reins this week, Tim. Don't know if I like it.
Yeah, take the Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I don't know if I liked it, but...
Man, it's time for the closing topic. What do you want to talk about in closing?
I don't know, man. We've covered all the big ones. Levine, Queen's dead.
Levine, should he be killed? Should he be...
Here, this is the topic. Queen, was she in the coffin when everyone was watching her?
I
discuss.
Know. No,
I don't know either. So
maybe it was just like a basket of treats.
That's kind of disrespect, right now. Man.
Am I talking
she's
about
she's barely dead and you're talking about a box of treats? Flip me.
Right, 10 days.
I actually, man, don't say anything bad about the Queen. My mum loves the Queen, and I also had a soft spot for her.
I know my mom was the cop in tears. I was like, you didn't go to primary school, were you, cunt? But can you imagine, right?
She's the nation's grandmother.
Man, imagine they dropped the cloth.
Man. I still thought about this too, and she rolls out.
And a pile of twirly whirlies come out.
Twirly whirlies? If they're filling the coffin with twirly whirlies, is that even a thing? Are they called twirly whirlies? They're called twirls? No. It's twirly whirlies!
Twirly whirlies! It's curly whirlies!
Curly whirlies! Man, that'd be more exciting if twirly whirlies dropped out, and that was Cadbury's new ad for their new chocolate. Twirly whirlies, Queen's dead.
Man, that would put the nation to a standstill.
It would.
Oh my
Cadbury's
god.
Cadbury's dropping a new chocolate and the Queen's not in the coffin.
That would be the big. That would be bigger
than
9/11. That'd be man.
What?
Man, if they drop the Queen's coffin and chocolate.
Bigger
out,
than 9/11.
Bigger than 9/11, I'm going to say
in
right
what
now,
way?
Man, conspiracy theorists would have a field day to begin with. Can you imagine? They'd be like, oh, Mr. Cadbury was in Epstein's Island anyway. Yeah. As the first one gets said.
Yeah. Sometimes do you think, are you sad that we're not a conspiracy theory podcast?
No.
Sam, is there any that you can get behind?
No. The one, well, actually,
Diana?
There is one.
All right.
Avril Lavigne was killed by the government.
Man, I heard you speaking about this on Connor, on Deck Chair and Yum. Shout out to the lads.
Shout out to the boys.
Deck Chair and the boys, yummies. I heard you speaking about this Avril Lavigne thing.
Yeah.
Because anytime you're on a podcast, I listen. Do you know why?
I appreciate it.
Because I'm
that.
A homie. I'm a bro.
Yeah, homies help homies.
We're blood. It's more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you spoke about the Avril Lavigne thing. The one I can get behind is that Diana was maybe killed, you know.
Oh, she was.
Yeah,
oh,
you
yeah,
think
for
so?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could get behind
that. Cadbury's truck went in there.
Man.
It was like, we got to get rid of this bitch.
What if Cadbury's are pretty big?
If Kinder and Cadbury's went head to head, who do you think would have bigger goons?
Kinder's dropping the best chocolate, but Cadbury's is the goat. Like,
so Cadbury's would have bigger goons.
What do you mean?
Like, if they sent their goons after each other. Oh, man.
Cadbury's are dropping big goons.
Yeah, the Kinder boys need to check underneath their cars if yeah. they're going to war with Cadbury's.
That's a fact. That's a fact. No, Cadbury's are winning that. Man, Cadbury's are a powerhouse.
Oh, man.
Also, Cadbury's have, like, I don't even know these days. Like, who is Cadbury's and Mars? Because Mars own everything.
Man, but then Cadbury's is Mondelēv. Everything.
Cadbury's is Mondelēv. Because Mondelēv is... I only know that because they bought Grenade and then it turns out it was Cadbury's.
Yes. And just on that note, we have the boys coming in now. We're about to record a Patreon podcast. Ronan will notice...
Ronan by himself.
I'm horizontal.
Cookies.
If you wanna hear us do a collab podcast... With the big massive podcast.
Cook's not gone, so it's just me.
Oh, great.
Sorry. Hey.
Not great. Live as it happens. Yeah.
All right, it's going to be us and the Boilmaster on the Patreon. Fucking get on it. Arn McCann.
No,
Patreon/Arn McCann.
Yeah.
That's okay. Me.
Facts.
Look at this. I'm horizontal. Don't even worry about
it's
it.
It's comfy.
This is my prime podcast.
This is what I have to look at every
guys,
3 weeks.
Thanks
months.
A million for tuning in to this week's Dirt Civil.
Absolutely.
We'll release the next one in 2024. And it's been great casting with you, Tim. Thank
as
you
always,
very much.
As always, a pleasure.
Ronan, I'm excited. I have good vibes off you already that this podcast is going to be good.
So exciting.
Are you a Virgo?
I'm Aquarius.
Good man.
Could tell.
Anyhow, we'll...
You could tell?
I could tell, aye. Aquarius, aye.
Yeah, your eyes are close together.
Big Aquarius energy. Yeah.
If you want to hear more of that kind of crack,
yeah.
Switch over to the Patreon now. Tim, thanks a million for
here, and also, quick one. Long sleeve still available. DirtCivil.com. Go buy one for Christmas. If you're wearing a short sleeve in Christmas, you're pathetic.